In this video, we will examine what bitterness does inside the inner conversation. When someone hurts you, your mind may replay what happened. You remember the words. You imagine what you should have said. You rehearse how unfair it was. You picture the other person finally admitting what they did. This inner replay may feel like protection. It may feel as though repeating the story will keep you from being hurt again, but repeated rehearsal can allow the wound to keep speaking long after the original event. Bitterness is more than remembering that something painful happened. Bitterness is an inward posture that keeps feeding the offense. It repeatedly brings the injury back into the present. The mind says, "I will never forget this. They must suffer as I suffered. I cannot have peace until they admit everything. What they did will always define this relationship." These thoughts may arise from real pain. Naming bitterness does not mean the harm was imaginary. It does not mean you should minimize wrongdoing. It does not mean you must trust someone who has behaved dangerously. Bitterness becomes destructive when the wound is given authority over your continuing inner life. Hebrews 12 warns us to watch carefully so that a root of bitterness does not grow and cause trouble. A root grows beneath the surface. For a while, other people may not see it. But the root begins feeding reactions, assumptions, conversations, and choices. You may become irritated whenever the person's name is mentioned. You may tell the story repeatedly to gain new allies. You may interpret every new action through the old wound. You may imagine revenge, humiliation, or failure for the person who hurt you. You may even carry the offense into relationships with people who did not cause it. This is how an inward rehearsal can spread outward. Ephesians 4 tells believers to put away bitterness, wrath, anger, harsh speech, and malice. This is not a command to deny pain. It is an invitation to stop letting pain become poison. A resilient, scriptural self-conversation might begin like this: "What happened was painful. What was done may have been wrong. God sees the truth. I do not need to pretend it did not matter, but I do not want this offense to rule my heart. Holy Spirit, show me what I am rehearsing. Help me surrender vengeance to God. Teach me to speak truth without feeding bitterness." Forgiveness often begins before your feelings have changed. It begins when you bring the wound into God's presence. You stop pretending. You stop excusing. You stop taking personal responsibility for making the other person pay. Romans 12 says, "Don't seek revenge yourselves, beloved, but give place to God's wrath." God does not ask you to call evil good. He asks you to release final judgment into his hands. You may need to repeat this surrender many times. A painful memory may return tomorrow. When it does, you can notice the inner conversation without condemning yourself. You can say, "This memory has returned, but I do not have to feed it. Jesus, I give this wound to you again. Help me choose truth, wisdom, and peace." This is not instant emotional healing. It is a faithful direction. Bitterness rehearses the wound. Grace tells the truth about the wound while refusing to let it become your permanent inner script.